Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no servant is greater than his master. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord lives an exemplary life for us. One of the things that we need to see, we read our scriptures every day. We have them here in Mass, and hopefully we spend some time outside of the time when we have Mass going through the scriptures as well. Because as Jesus says, "My words are spirit and life." And as we heard again on Sunday, and I preached many times over the course of this week, Jesus has come that we might have life and have it to the full. That's what our confirmation students were talking about last night when I spoke with them in their last class. They want that abundant life. They want that full life. And what Jesus is giving us today is he's saying, look, the things that I do are important. I wash feet, which means I make myself low. Each one of you are mothers. Each one of you, by the very state of being a mother, have made yourself low. Cleaning up diapers, messes, all the various difficulties you have with your children, but also with your spouses as well. There's something in being a mother that is about making yourself low so that those who are put in your life, in your care, can be raised up. Even many of you have taken care of elderly relatives, fathers and mothers. That's what our Lord is saying. He's saying, when you make yourself low like here, this is what you're doing that I have done. And so even in those moments, you can look back on the things in your past, which are great, but to see what you're doing even now, in the midst of the mess that you're having to clean up, in the midst of the difficulty that you're trying to heal for yourself, for your husbands, for your children, for your parents, for whoever it is that you're taking care of, to see that that very action is engaging in the acts which Christ has given you. He says, it's one thing to understand it, and that's what I'm trying to impress upon you in this homily, to understand that those things are actually a participation in Christ's gift of service. But he's saying, you're even more blessed, not just if you understand it, but if you do it. And our psalm tells us what is supposed to be in our hearts as we do those things. I got to learn this too. In the midst of doing it, we respond just as we respond during our psalms. Forever I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. That means even when things aren't going so well, even when I'm tired at the end of the day, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Even when I'm having to struggle to help my husband even just to get dressed or to help him to get to his various appointments, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. When I'm helping my children who are going off in the wrong way maybe, or my grandchildren, or when I'm even with myself not understanding how I can even accomplish the tasks which I have at the end of the day, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. That's what our Lord wants to be meditated upon in our hearts, in our minds, and in our actions. Because when we make ourselves low as servants, mothers do this. We're doing what Jesus has asked us to. And the attitude is this: forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. And if we do that, that makes us more like Christ and able to see Christ's work within our lives. Don't be discouraged, but even in the difficulty, proclaim the goodness of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.